Few people are willing to camp out at 30 below zero for days at a time in order to get the perfect photograph of a polar bear feasting on whale bones. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports on an exhibit at the Anchorage Museum.
So what we see here is three bull musk oxen outside of Nome.
Florian Scholz takes photos of wild animals, but the animals aren't really the point so much as the spectacular terrains that they're a part of.
And I found these musk oxen at a time when there was a real blizzard going on, and it was these three musk ox bulls, and first we're actually butting heads a little bit, but when everything really came together was when the three musk ox bulls all got in this perfect formation and headed towards the setting sun, and it was just a magical moment.
The German artist started taking photos at age 14, and they quickly evolved into a blend of art and social commentary.
So a lot of my work is really about capturing the essence of a place where I want to document entire ecosystems. So often I incorporate the animals in part of landscape.
That brought him to Alaska. When he was a 22-year-old exchange student, he drove up all the way along the Hall Road to the North Slope.
What has drawn me to Alaska really is the wildness, and that you still have ancient movements of animals like the great caribou migration, where animals in the tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, move across a still wild landscape. And nowhere else in the world do you still find something like that.
Scholz's work brings him to other places too, but he has a particular drive to enliven what people see when they think of the Arctic. Instead of a static, blank expanse, he wants to expose the wildness that most of us are not patient or bold enough to seek out. To do it, he spends weeks and months on end camping in extreme locales, observing.
So it's a little bit of a selfish part of this too, because I want to immerse myself, I want to feel, I want to smell, I want to listen to the birds, and then of course capture those visual moments as well. And it's more than the animal itself, it's the whole atmosphere.
His work draws on familiar themes from the environmental conservation movement, but it never feels heavy-handed. Even a picture of a pair of calm-looking polar bears suspended on a lonely ice float isn't focused on their particular plight so much as showcasing the habitat evaporating all around them. The image isn't an admission of defeat, but it does pose a heavy question. How will these animals go on living here? Scholz's series of 36 photos is titled To the Arctic. It's his first solo exhibit at the Anchorage Museum and is on display through Sunday. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.